Hi dear listeners.
You're listening to Radio Revolt,
a show in which migrants and asylum seekers deal with a very complex topic of migration.
We are people with international history who come together to gain empowerment throughout doing community radio.
This is 92.6 Radio Helsinki.
Dear listeners, we are back in the studio again.
Dear listeners of Radio Helsinki of Radio Revolt, my name is Gea and today you're joining us on a journey, an interview with poet Tom Weber from Maribor, from Slovenia. Tom was born in 1995 and is an artist known for his poetry that questions conformist views, addressing social issues, and blends themes of direct erotic desire with meditative reflections of nature and existentialism. His work has been published internationally. Tom's poetry has won prestigious awards such as the Poetry Olympics in 2018 and the Best Poems Competition of the Days of Poetry and Wine Festival in 2020. He has also curated anthologies, organized literary events, and participated in various artist residencies. And Tom is at the moment in Graz in Artists in Residency. And during our talk, we explore identity, diversity, and supporting the LGBT community. Tom will also share poems in English, German, and Slovenian language with us. Tom, you're coming from Maribor, from Slovenia. And yeah, I have privilege to talk with you today in several different languages. We decided for English, but we also realized we are speaking German and, of course, our mother tongue, Slovenian language. And this is going to be the languages that we are going to combine today in our interview.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also very happy that we're speaking English. My German is like, it can be good, but it can be also very bad. So I think that like the English is probably the better choice, yeah.
So Tom, you're writing poetry, you're a poet, and today you're going to be reading us your poems in all three languages that I mentioned before.
Yeah, I'm reading some of my poetry that was published by Škuc Lambda in Slovenian in the poetry book Do tu sega gost, and also some German translations from Natasha Baumann and also some English ones by my friends in Maribor.
And it's not that I invited you from Maribor to come to Radio Helsinki to talk to me. You're actually for the past weeks here in Artists in Residency organized by Kulturvermittlung Steiermark. How is your experience till now? How is your cultural life engagement in Graz?
I mean, great. I mean, there are like so many different kind of things happening at this time in Graz. So I think that like I came in a really good time. There was this film festival, Diagonale, a lot of theater shows, a lot of great exhibitions. So I'm really enjoying my time in Graz, actually. Like the sun, the lovely people, I mean, it's really fun.
To share some insights. I know Tom from before, we know each other from before, and I've been also quite a lot to different cultural happenings in Graz recently, and I'm meeting Tom almost every day by coincidence in different events. So I don't know if it's just Graz so small, or is it that we have the same taste for the events in the evenings. As I mentioned, you are an artist in residency here. It's not your first one. You have been to several before in several different countries. What would you say, how does the cultural context of a residency and the country and the place where it is then impact your artistic processes? How do you actually decide where to go and what is this going to bring to you?
As a young artist, a young poet, it's like that it's quite rare to get such a possibility to go to another country as a part of a residency. So I'm actually so grateful that I got to go to Vienna and to Cork and to some other places for my residencies, because, you know, it's hard if you're not quite famous and established as an author or an artist to get chosen or to get invited to those sort of programs. So I'm like very fortunate that I got to go to several of those residencies. But, you know, each place, like I was in, my first residency was in Scheifling in Austria. And because it was, the residency was located in the nature, so I didn't have, like, you know, the opportunity, like here in Graz, to go to theater shows, to engage to other artists. So, like, each residency is quite specific, especially when you're, like, located in a city. You can go to different kind of events, and maybe if you're, like, located in the nature, then maybe it's better to just focus on the writing. I mean, that was my experience.
Mm-hmm. Of course, then the different environment is differently influencing also your creative processes.
Definitely.
How would you say what themes and messages do different locations then aim to convey through your poetry and inspiration that you're getting? How does the place where you are influence your creative process?
Well, that's actually a very interesting question, and I was thinking about that a lot, if the location does affect the themes that I choose to write about. And I still didn't really decide if, like, the location and the surrounding is, like, so important to me. But, you know, either way, you know, for me, it's quite beneficial if I can be, like, alone for a bit and sort of reflect on my past experiences. So, I mean, of course, Graz is a city and quite a loud one these days, but, like, this time of reflection is always very important for me. And it doesn't matter if I, you know, if I'm doing a residency in New York or in some small village, the reflection process is, like, the key.
We talk about a bit about inspiration, and I would say we dedicate some time to your poems, so we really know as well what are these topics, what are these inspirations that you are getting.
So yeah, first I would like to read some of my poems in English. They were translated by Niko Šetar and Kaja Rakušček a few years ago. I knew that I had to do it for myself, to write a eulogy for tenderness, drape myself in flowers, submerge myself in milk, allow myself to be fragile, so fragile, almost translucent, so that light could pour into my insides. Distances. At first, you have to stop and just breathe. Allow yourself to be fragile and translucent. Then centimeter after centimeter, you curve into the open wound so that the void opens up inside you, in which you insert an apple seed. And then you wait so that it slowly grows over all holes and furrows. As days pass, your shell starts to thicken. Paleness is replaced by a reddish hue, and all seeds eventually grow into new beginnings. Some things cannot be explained in the human language, so please do not try to put me in a box. Please do not look for reasons for my sadness and fears. Under our skin, there are other worlds that are smoldering. But you can be with me during the night of all nights. Hold a lamp over my head and listen to this silence with me. Observe these distances. Feel this wind which draws bridges across all chasms. With flowers in my hair, I made a dive for the forest. I danced in a wedding dress among birches and oaks. I allowed a stranger to lay their eyes on me, to undress me of all I've learned. We scream among the blueberries when the winter leaned against our shoulders. small place in the middle of town for me and you, where we can be truly us. Small place where you can hide when the sea becomes too choppy, when sharks swim too close to your head. Small place in the form of an island or a geyser, a lovely living room with plenty of sand. There we would be, the same as years ago. We would paint the white walls with our own cities, our roads and streets. We would make up our own rules and laws. There we would be, pure, little and witty. We would do and feel everything we want, perfectly free and fearless. We would carry this bubble with us, and whenever it is too loud, too hot or too serious, we would simply put it out and be there again together. I am leaning against the windowsill. My gaze is meandering around the city. I see some movements, some strokes into loneliness. I sip green tea with rice milk and smoke your cigarettes. I wait standing white. I'm greedily shrinking up. I'm puffed up like a cat before an attack. I shiver with everything that can break in a matter of seconds. I wait for you, continuously louder. You observe me in ambush. Your eyes scrape across my heated body. You aim, you press, you shoot. I pour wine on you. I pour wine on you. You're blowing someone on the playground. I pour wine on you. We're slowly rising above the clouds. We're playing hide and seek and we are never to be found again. I pour wine on you. A second is just a second. A year is just a year. And our bones are heavy now. I pour wine on you. I'm afraid of everything that we didn't write in the sky, of everything that we didn't draw in the soil and under our tongues. I pour wine on you. You turn me on my side and love me in thirds with the barking of stray dogs. I pour wine on you. I don't quite remember our evenings and why we were so close back then. I don't remember our plans anymore, what color were our lips and which tobacco we rolled into our rolling papers. It must have been nice. It must have hurt. I pour wine on you. Our days fall into bleach. So do our tiny lives and promises that teenagers like to make. Please, don't blame me if I don't remember why it meant so much to you then, that I slept by your bed and blew on your stomach when you were feeling sick and you just wanted to go somewhere far away. When we pause, when we shut down, when we finally lose ourselves, nobody asks, nobody looks for us. Days collapse in on themselves, knees become weak and palms cold. I pour wine on you. For a split second, the night is covered with sticky whiteness. The stars above us died long ago. You shake the greens out of your pockets, the morning twists out of your sneakers. Summer's end. You know I don't like talking about my feelings, especially not about those that we share. And it always takes my breath away when you start talking about your exes, about their biceps, tattooed perineum and immaculate assholes. How after another one of those bad theater shows, you all stole palm trees from that restaurant and threw them in the Drava River at 5 in the morning. As you trace with my finger along the map and talk about magnificent nights with lovers without names, sometimes without faces, how you don't like the word mine because you don't want to claim someone since they're not your shoe or a backpack. You shrug. Two bodies collided with one another, and for that miracle, a right word does not exist. Red-cheeked. I wish I could write a happy poem again. Easy, free love song. One without worries or dark sides. I wish I could fan all the fog out of my head. I would dive to the bottom of the sea and live there all the strange visions, unclear views, damned memories. I wish to play a simple game of tag again. allow myself to be fully me, feel a full palette of emotions given by here and now. I wish to eat, breathe here, see all there was, is, and will be. I wish to be you and me, a tree and a tiny ant, breath of life and a tide of blue, a ray of happiness and a drop of clarity. I wish to be me without censorship, without euphemisms, without a question. Transformations in the snow. Sometimes you have to, in all the silence of the world, take shelter in the woods, and there, like some wounded animal, sit motionless, under the rowan and oaks, under moons and suns. Let the snow cover you, to change into frozen earth, when in the spring, out of your mouth, blossoms a snowbell.
Thank you, Tom, for the section of your poems in English language. We are going to a bit later follow with the section in Slovene and in German language as well. As I acknowledged from your reading, from your poems, there are several topics. What would you say, are there some sections, some themes that are a regular part of your poems, and where do they come from?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's always quite hard for me to discuss themes and topics because, you know, I cover so many of them. I sort of different kind of motifs from nature are always super important to me. And also, you know, different topics surrounding LGBTQ community, social criticism. I mean, I do cover a lot of them. I sort of skipped from one to the other. That's sort of kind of my process.
And poetry is not the only artistic expression that you are using. I would use a name that you are a multidisciplinary artist because you're combining and navigating through poetry, but as well theater, music, and visual arts in your creative processes. How does then this influence your performance? In what kind of ways do you merge several different disciplines together?
You know, that I was really intrigued by that, that, you know, poetry is sort of very flexible in a way. I mean, you can do so many different, fun, interesting things with poetry. Like, I really like collaborating with other artists, especially visual artists, and sort of do kind of collaborations in terms with, you know, combining poetry with, I don't know, photography, other visual disciplines. I mean, I'm really intrigued by how poetry can be expressed sort of in a non-traditional way, because, you know, we all read and write poetry, but I'm sort of like interested in also what happens if you like combine poetry with a musician, what happens if you sort of think about the visual aspects of poetry. That sort of questions are very interesting and intriguing to me.
If I may bring some personal aspect for myself, I very much like combining poetry also with movement, in terms of that I receive a poetry and I allow my body to move with that poetry. So I'm not experiencing in a way it only mentally, only through hearing, but also really like wholesome through my whole body, so that I allow the poem to move me. And then I have a feeling I have really wholesome experience of eating the poem.
No, that's actually very interesting, because I was lately I was thinking about that, you know, like people still talk about, you know, that they don't like understand poetry, that it's like so super complicated, blah blah blah. But sort of, you know, I think that like it doesn't really matter if you kind of understand or you don't understand a poet, because I think that like it's so, poetry is not linear, and you can like understand poetry in so many like different ways, also like by feeling it. You know, it's not all about like this very intellectual kind of thing. That's why I think it's so important that we think about poetry maybe in a broader sense.
Yeah, so that it's not always in the direction of discussing what did the artist mean by that.
Definitely,
no, what
yeah.
is it for you? It's
yeah,
also
yeah.
sometimes I have this also when I receive a poetry from a language that I don't understand, I still get the essence of it, especially if I, for example, move to this poem, because it's not only about the mental understanding of words, but it's about this body perceiving this fine senses that I'm feeling when receiving a poetry.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely very different if you compare poetry to prose or some other text, because, you know, poetry is normally much shorter and denser and, like, packed with all of those different sort of expressive possibilities. So, like, the writing and the reading process is also quite different to other literary forms.
A few months ago, I had opportunity to talk to Petra Baumann. She is as well a poet from Maribor. And it happened that, of course, you know each other because Maribor is small and I
it
believe
is,
you are
yeah.
well connected. And Petra in that interview said a sentence that they then quoted as a title for this interview. She said, "Sometimes one poem a month is enough." And I perceive it in a way that it's not about, in a way, consumerism. Yeah, give me more. It's about, hey, I take this and I take the essence of it and it's enough.
Yeah, I mean, especially because some poems are like so deep and quite heavy. And, you know, sometimes you really have to like sit with a poem for a longer period of time. So, you know, definitely like the reading process is quite different, I would say. And also, like, when I read poetry, I really try to allow myself to give each poem enough time and place that I can really absorb it fully.
To remind our listeners, I'm talking with Tom Weber from Maribor, from Slovenia. Tom is a poet and he's an artist in residency currently in Graz. I'm talking with him, but Tom is as well reading us poems in English, German and Slovenian language. In a bit, we're going to dive into the next section of your poems in Slovenian language. But before that, would like to know, where do you publish your poems? Where can they be visible in some material matter?
Yeah, the material matter is quite important. my first poetry book, Točka Proloma, or like maybe in English, the translation would be The Breaking Point, was published by Literarna Družba Maribor in 2019, and my second poetry book, Do tu sega gos, the translation would be something like Up to Here Reaches the Forest, was published 2 years ago by Škuc Lambda.
And the poems in those books are in Slovenian language, right?
They're in Slovenian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then I would suggest we hear some of them in Slovenian language.
Danes sem spet zunaj. Jaz in pekarna. Vsak dan je lahko petek, če se izpoveš refoško. V zraku je vonj po svobodi, jutri bo konec sveta. Obdaja me občutek prostranstva. V kurdo se vrtijo mamas and papas, California dreaming. Star sem zopet 17 in v meni se prebuja svet. Pogrešam očeta, ki ga nikoli nisem imel. Fanta, ki me nikoli ni držal za roko. Konec pesmi. Bi bilo moje življenje drugačno, če bi nosil drugo ime, če bi me klicali Jon, Vili ali Tone, bi me ljudje manj spotikali, spraševali, če kadim travo ali če imam kaj drobiža, bi se v moje pore zagrizli isti spomini, bi se me dotaknile druge roke, bi zdaj plesal po drugih pločnikih, držal za roko drugega fanta ali dekle. Morda bi nosil drug klobuk, se naučil mandarinščino in kadil pipa. Мордаби любят другаче, у другом языку. Мордаби мои ноги приходили друге травники, мои очи озерли друга обзоря. Мордаби на друг начин клюбовал ветру. Доволі за срічем. Ко путуєм з влаком, послушам Біонсе і зравен мігам з главу, ко да бі послушав найтирші хомофобен, трансфобен, морда би шло китрече, кар речем усе фобен реп. Із нахрпника стресем нека старега чіпса з каймаком і на постаях, ки се зачнеш з чирко л, сиркне божірек чая із термоке. Мислім си, да би то морало задостувати. Лако се перемікам, лако сем свободен, па чеправ ле од мея до мея. Ін морда не би разумел, да чеправ ходива по істих цестах, дихава істи зрак, јас рај држим за рока нјега ім полюблям негове устнице. Морда не би разумел, да со ми любша негова колена ін лица кот нјена, ін чеправ живива в істи улици, под істо стреха, jaz raje gledam v njegovo okno, ko z jasnimi očmi sanja o prihodnosti.
Tom, your poems are also touching the topics of LGBT community. In what ways do you believe that poetry, or concrete your poetry, can serve as a platform for raising awareness as well as promoting acceptance and celebrating the experience of individuals being part of LGBT community?
Yeah, I think that representation and visibility are very important in terms also of different kind of arts projects, like also in terms of poetry. I think that the individual experience is so important also when we're talking about other marginalized groups, because sometimes we talk about the refugee crisis, the LGBTQ community, and we sometimes forget that behind those topics are actually real human with real lives and experiences. So I think it's really important to talk about and write and create around those sort of subjects, especially because we are still living in a heteronormative society, it's even more important that we try to step out of this sort of marginalized world from behind to the front. Because, one of my wishes about, the LGBTQ community would be also to think about the necessity of the coming out and those sort of things. Because if we weren't live in a heteronormative society, it would be much easier to talk about and think about different sort of sexuality, that there is not one sexuality, but there are a quite few of them, actually.
You're also part of some specific projects and initiatives that focus on promoting the LGBT voices and visibility through the arts in Slovenia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a head editor of the platform called Stigma. Stigma was a platform, the goal was to dare to discuss and promote. Promote is also quite a dangerous word, I would say, but just to get the visibility of different LGBTQ artists in Slovenia. Then I organized different LGBTQ events for the Slovenian Book Days in Maribor, and I also work quite a lot with Klub Tiffany. This is a gay club in Ljubljana. I also organized some poetry events there.
And the third segment of poetry that you want to read for us today is in German language. Did you write it in German or is it translated?
No, definitely not. No, these poems were translated by Natasha Baumann a few years ago, so from Slovene into German. Tief in mir wächst ein Garten voller Frühling und zerschmetterter Sonne. Tief in mir wächst du. Mit Augen voller Honig siehst du dir die Bilder von Monet an. Abgewetzte Steine rollen über deine Haut. Das Ohr fängt das Rascheln der winzigen Helme. Vor deinen Augen kleidet sich der Himmel in neue Nuancen des Weggehens. Das Honigtropfen fängt den Sonnenstrahl. Wenn ich zu dir fahre, ist das Meer weicher und der Wind freundlicher. Wenn ich zu dir fahre, gibt es keine Felsen mehr, keine Sandbänke, nur noch Meeresschaum und deine Hüften in der Ferne. Auch diese Augen ertrinken einmal in Lichtschein der Traurigkeit und du wirst wieder ruhig träumen können über die Leben jenseits der Körperlichkeitsrahmen. Nie hast du mir erzählt, warum du jeden Winter weggehst und mit den ersten Sonnenstrahlen im Juni wiederkommst. Am Vorabend des Wandels ging ich in den Wald spazieren. Bäume vergeben alles, auch Untreue. Runde Konstanten. Große Sommer fließen durch mich. Um meinen Kopf weht der Wind. Wenn die Zeit meines Regens kommt, schwimme ich im Meer, im hellen und weichen Meer. Das Bett ist meine Welt in kleinem, der Schritt ist mein Weltraum. Große Sommer geschehen in der Stille. In langsamer Bewegung meiner und deiner Lippen diesen Augenblick übergeben. Wie lieben sich die Wolken, wenn sie mit ihren flauschigen Körpern über die Hänge deiner und meiner Träume gleiten. Ich bin einmal vielleicht nicht mehr da, um dir zu sagen, wie wunderschön die Morgen mit dir sind. Es hat etwas Heiliges an sich, dem Schneefall zuzusehen, das stille und leichte Fallen von tausenden Perlen, die die Wahrheit in sich tragen. Ich öffne das Fenster weit und lasse die weiche Decke mein Zimmer bedecken. Tief im Inneren weiß ich, dass der Winter nur Winter ist. Er versteht meine Worte nicht, kann die Zeit nicht aufhalten. Aber wenn ich die winzigen Spiegel von Himmel fallen sehe, wie alles, was ich mit meinen Augen betrachte, von einer zarten Schicht der Hoffnung umhüllt wird, scheint, als ob mir alles vergeben ist.
Tom, you're staying for a little bit longer still in Graz for around 10 days. What is still something that you unbedingt need to and want to experience before you go, that you would really feel, this was my wholesome experience?
So many things. I definitely want to finish some of my projects. So I was working on a poetry collection and I still have to work on two of my columns. I hope that the editors are not too mad that I kind of, you know, I take some time more than I normally use to write. But, you know, I just want to go to the theater. I mean, like, the theater here is so interesting. I mean, I'm definitely going to see some more plays at Schauspielhaus. And like a lot of different exhibitions are still waiting for me, so definitely I still have a lot of things I would like to see, so I'm very excited about that.
And then at the end of April, you're returning home back to Maribor. What is awaiting you then? What kind of projects? What kind of, Meilensteine. What is this in English?
Milestones.
Milestones.
Yeah, quite a lot. So I don't want to think about that. No, I mean, I'm excited actually quite a lot. You know, last year I won this poetry award. It's called Fanny Hausmann. Fanny Hausmann was the first Slovenian poetess, I would say. So I won that award, and this year I'm in sort of like the jury for this next competition. So I have to read like about 500 poems. So that's quite, I mean, it's going to be interesting, definitely.
And then to rate them.
And
what kind of criteria to use to rate an artistic expression,
That's also going to be very interesting. But then me and a fellow friend and poet, Alia Adam, we are working on a anthology of Slovene erotic poetry. So we still have a lot of poems to read for that project. Yeah, then I organize another LGBTQ literature event for Slovenian Book Days. I want to finish my poetry collection, so yeah, I definitely won't be bored when I come back to Maribor.
It seems exciting, and I see the future being bright.
Definitely.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, Tom, for being here with me. I'm happy to meet you the next days at different events, of course.
Definitely.
And yeah, enjoy your stay in Graz, and alles Gute auch in Zukunft.
Ja, danke schön.
This was an interview with Tom Weber, a poet from Maribor, from Slovenia. We talked about identity, diversity, supporting the LGBT community through poetry, about his art residency, and particularly his stay in Graz. Thomas well shared with us numerous of his poems.
Hi, dear listeners.
You're listening to Radio Revolt,
a show in which migrants and asylum seekers deal with a very complex topic of migration.
We are people with international history who come together to gain empowerment throughout doing community radio.
This is 92.6 Radio Helsinki.
Dear listeners, we are back in the studio again.